David Tennant top 10 you out, and we're very much looking forward to it because we know how much you were looking forward to having David in your ears this morning. Very popular man. What's it like to be so popular, so ubiquitously loved?
It's carelessly easy. I don't know. I don't know. How do you answer that question?
But can you feel the warmth? We've had other people on the show before, and you know, we've said to them, you know, you're a national treasure. Can you feel all this warmth, all this love? And they've said, yes, yes, I can, and I love it, and I'm very grateful for it.
I'm very grateful to be liked in any, you know, I have very modest ambitions.
This is why, you see, this is why you're humble with your success. And now we have, oh, hang on, breaking news. Hang a second.
Online, on digital, and on 88 to 91 FM, Joe Wiley.
Yeah, online on digital.
Radio 2.
And now on The Breakfast Show, Joe Wiley's here. If you've just tuned in, David claims to have brought Owl City over to Great Britain as an import from America. It's all down to him. He appeared on Joe Wiley's show. She says, what are you listening to at the moment? He says, Owl City. They play it. She plays it. Then they're a big hit. David claims it's down to him. Joe Wiley on the phone now. Joe, how is it for you?
Hi. Hi, Chris. Hi, David.
Morning, Joe.
Bit of role reversal here, huh?
I feel like I may have slightly... I was hoping this wasn't going to be investigated too thoroughly. I hope you're not going to let me down.
No, obviously, because you are the saver of new music, despite what anybody might say.
Thank you. You're quite right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people think I know about bands I kind of hear and get tipped off about them, I play them, and then they kind of, you know, go on to great success. I'd never heard of Coldplay until you got in touch with me.
Thanks.
And you were like, Joe, there's a band called Coldplay, check them out. And I did.
Yeah.
I played them. And then you went, oh, there's a band called Oasis.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of them?
That's
I went, no. Played them, became a big success.
Yeah.
I heard it first from you.
Yeah.
There's a band called Owl City, and they had the song Fireflies. I was listening to The Breakfast Show on Radio 1, and you were a guest with Fern Cotton, I believe. And you said, Fern, why don't you play Owl City, Fireflies?
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
And then you came onto my show, and you went, Joe, the band called Owl City, Fireflies. I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah.
I played it. I owe it all to you.
I am the power behind your throne, Joe.
The thing about this is, Joe, he's giving you the same line he's given Fern Cotton.
My point precisely.
You're getting secondhand lines here from the Tennant boy.
Excited? I think so.
You know, if it works for one, Chris, you just roll it on, don't you?
So who did you go to next with the Owl City Fireflies line? Don't tell me Dale Winton.
Ken Bruce, I think.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for putting us straight on that. Listen, have a lovely day. What are you doing today, Joe?
Today, I'm getting ready for my holiday from my home.
All right, you have a lovely time.
Thanks for making me sound interesting, Joe.
Right. I'm going to Cornwall. It's beautiful down there.
All right, three cheers for Joe Wiley.
There's
three. David, ahead of your top 10, you've seen your departure from this programme. You're in the you're in the theatre land. You're whooping it up. You're wowing and you're wooing with much ado about new thing.
Yeah.
And you're on at 7:30 tonight. How do you fill in those long and tortuous days? Because you have to peak at 7:30, don't you?
I do. I have to peak. I feel like I'm peaking now. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. There's going to be a long slow simmer all day now.
You know, they say don't save your best for the strangers, and that's what you always do in theatre land, isn't it? So how does your family feel about that? Because do you have to hold back all day being brilliant and energetic? Darling,
I find it remarkably easy to hold back my brilliance.
Yeah, darling, sweetheart, I'm sorry, I can't be a great human being at the moment. I've got to save that for the paying public at 7:30 this evening.
Exactly. You know, you just got to, it's a long, slow simmer from getting up in the morning.
All right, gun to your head, theatre or movies?
Oh, don't make me choose.
Got to do it, I'm afraid.
I can't choose.
Got to do it.
Well, I started in the theatre. You know, I can always go back to it.
So if Hollywood's listening, he's not interested. Of course he is. Let me ask you this. I talked to an actor recently about what's going on with the business, the future of everything to do with acting. As more and more movies and things generally, art in general, music, you know, other stuff, is being downloaded, listened to for free. Kids don't realise these things have to be paid for at source.
Yeah.
What's the worry in the industry about this? What's the word on the street there?
I think the industry is finding ways to cope, and I'm sure it will adjust and survive, because I think people want that product, and it will have to find a way of being financed and produced. I don't know what that'll be, and I don't know what will have to adjust itself, but the thing is, cinema going is still, I think, going up.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the West End at the moment. It's sold out every night. You know, I don't think there's a lack of appetite, and I think people are willing to pay for what they like.
Good stuff.
You know.
All right, good stuff. Excellent. We're going to move on to your top tenuous.
Right,
I do believe Alison Mitchell has it ready for us now. Coming up, David Tennant's top tenuous in the presence of David Tennant. After Oasis, who David also broke in the UK and the world on the global music scene.
Thank you.